Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday afternoon, it's Shelly Nunchucks with the Shelly Nunchucks Show. Today I do not have a guest on my show, but that's okay. You know how I do. But I will let you guys know some of my guests that I will be having on my show, and I will be announcing the dates. I will bring it up a little bit on their Facebook pages that they have on here, so I'll be letting you guys know some of the guests that I've been in touch with. And, of course, today, right before I wasn't thinking, and decided to have a whole bunch of all-natural peanut butter. So I'm sitting here picking peanut butter out of my teeth. I'm just sitting here going, yeah, live on the air. I'm thinking, oh, great way to get fast protein in my system, have a scoop of peanut butter. But, yeah. And so I'd like to read off some of the names. And a couple of them are not even stunt people. A couple of them are director. First person I like to bring up, if I can find his Facebook page. I don't know how, because he's on the other side, over in, and I can't even pronounce this. It's one of my ninja friends who was actually a ninja. And let's see. Man, it's so hard for me to pronounce these things, but I will spell it. Yogyakarta. Lives in Yogyakarta. He's originally from Japan. It's Yogyakarta. Yogyakarta. I'm going to look up exactly where that is. Oh, man. It's all in that language. Oh, man. But it is in Indonesia, so that I know. Indonesia. Okay, I know I talk funny sometimes, but it's Indonesia. So that's where one of my guests that I actually teach from. But the thing is, the time zone and everything that I try to get in touch with people, because even though I'm doing the show here in America in Eastern Standard Time, it's noon. Not every place where my guests are is the same time zone, so I'll try to work that out. But his name is Indras Hidetora, IndrasHidetora. And I'm looking to try and see to get him on my show. He's pretty good at what he does. He's kind of really fast. He's a stuntman and a fighter. And I'm pulling up his page right now, looking out, see if there's any information on him. He didn't write everything down, you know, about. It's really good if you're getting into films and such and actually having something about yourself on your Facebook page. So I'm trying to, let's see, hold on for 1 second. But, yeah, there's not any information I can read about him. But he has a lot of pictures, so if you guys want to check out it, they're really, really cool. If you're into stunts and stuff, he's shown on his motorcycle, he's got some guns. And he's very respectful towards weapons and stuff. He really is a ninja, so I'd like to have him on my show. And let's see. I'm just trying to find some information on it, and hopefully to get him on the show. Like I said, he's over in Indonesia, and time zones are different from my time zone. So I'd like to get him on my show. Let's see. I want to bring up, I'm actually, let me bring up, I'm trying to do a couple things at once. And like I said, I'm going to try my best to try to pronounce people's names as best as I can. Heideko Bartel. She's a director, model, and I'm trying to find information about her. She will be on my show, but I'm trying to look her up. Her website, very, very, very pretty girl. Let's see, just trying to, yes, people, yes, guys, I am trying to find sexy women so you don't feel left out, because I'm always having guys on my show, but it's mostly, you know, stunts and such. But I'm trying to find about Heideko on here. She's a director. I mean, I'm trying to, she's got a couple of accounts, so I'm trying to read. I think she's a model and such in New York, and I think her mixtape project in Japan is working out pretty nice. So I think she's also a DJ, but I've been networking with her. I'm trying to think if this was actually, because it's saying about something on her page. It says, my mixtape project in Japan is cooking up really nice and sexy with selected music that are submitted by only serious, hardworking, professional artists and their management. Oh, maybe she's not a DJ? Which makes me so proud to present to the DJ in Japan and the host that's going to wrap up this professionally for them. So maybe she is a promoter. I'll have to, you know, personally bring on Heideko and find out more about her. I had mentioned about Melissa Tracy. I told you, fellas, I'm bringing on some sexy women. I really, really am going to bring on some sexy women. I call her one of my sisters in arms. But this woman, Melissa Tracy, she's been in Hollywood doing amazing, amazing things. I've mentioned about her before. Who I'm going to have a guest, and I'm going to tell everybody about, you know, all the things people have been doing by having people on the show. And I will announce you know, the dates when I get it all settled and stuff. So Melissa Tracy, she's out there in Hollywood, and she's been a stunt woman doing many amazing things. She can handle herself pretty well and work with weapons. And I'm talking about a woman that respects weapons. I mean, you know, weapons are very dangerous, and you're really going to know how to handle them. I mean, even guns and props and everything like that, swords and everything. And, you know, I mean, whatever, it's each their own. But the thing is that I see what women in there posing, and they're doing very sexual acts with weapons. Now, whether a weapon, a gun, is, you know, loaded or not, you really got to think about this, because there's people that have actually died on sets from, you know, weapons. You know, I mean, the biggest thing that we have heard, you know, Brandon Lee, he died, and from what I was reading more and more, it was something where I think the gun was not cleared that well, and I actually heard it from, you know, I think it was Douglas Long, who I probably will have on the show. We had a talk about that on one of my shows, and, you know, these are people that maybe it was something that was not caught, the chamber was not clean, but, you know, when I think of, you know, women posing weapons, which is very sexy, believe me, I know when I see a sexy woman, I'm like, yes, yes, a sexy woman with weapons. The thing is, when you see women, you guys know what I'm talking about, a woman's licking a blade, licking a gun, that is not being responsible. And people, I know people have a right to do whatever they want. I'm not condemning people. You know, I love weapons and such, but guns and such are very dangerous. And that stuff, I mean, I'm not going to sit around and lick a gun, you know, the nozzle and stuff. I'm just kind of shocked. I mean, maybe I shouldn't be shocked because, you know, things, I just don't want to see anything happen to anybody. I think that's my point. You know, I love seeing a woman, a very sexy woman, holding a gun as much as a man does, you know, with swords and everything like that. But the thing is, I don't want to see anybody getting their head blown off. That's my point. So to women out there, you know, working with guns on sets, I'm very, I get very excited. I was like, oh, there's some women handling some weapons. But please, please be careful, because I do not want to see anybody get hurt. So that's my point. But Melissa Tracy, she's very respectful towards weapons. So, yeah, she's really cool and stuff like that. And I cannot wait to talk with her. And we've been networking for a while. So I cannot wait to have Melissa Tracy on my show. Let's see. Oh, yes. Let me just, I'm just checking back and forth to see if anybody's actually in the chat room. Oh, Mountain Man. I'm bouncing back. Hi, Mountain Man. How you doing? You're in the chat room. Yes, 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 yes. Guns are very dangerous. And, you know, like it says, you know, I get props when I see a sexy woman with guns. So, yes, Mountain Man, welcome. I'm bouncing back and forth. So, in the chat room, Mountain Man, thank you for listening today. Yeah, glad you're doing pretty good. I'm very happy. So people out there that are listening to my show, just to let you know, I have a chat room popped up, and I can talk to people. So it sounds like if I'm talking to myself, sometimes I'm talking to people in the chat room. So Mountain Man's there, and he's in tuning in from the show. And let's see, who else is going to be on my show here? Who I have on my list? Because, you know, since I'm kind of a tech type, sometimes I have to write down in a book. I have a special book now. Let's see, who else I mentioned? Oh, yes. One of my, Mountain Man, just to let you know, I'm not ignoring you because I'm popping up. I'm doing multitasking here. I'm actually popping up people's Facebook page and announcing people that are going to be on my show, but I will let everybody know the dates. So I have invited another guest on my show. I'm hoping to get the director of the guy that's going to be filming. I have to get an answer back from him filming my film Dishwasher, but one of my leads, hopefully I'm going to say his name right, because I know I already have a Boston accent and I talk funny, and I try to be very, very respectful with people's name. His name is Anthony Huang, H-O-A-N-G. He is awesome. He even has a dog named Ninja. I mean, how much more awesome? I mean, this guy Anthony, he actually, I am not kidding. When people say, what, do you work for a circus? Anthony literally worked for the circus. I am not kidding. He was like a ninja clown in the circus. I am not kidding you guys. And even on his Facebook page, he has a banana costume on. He really does. And one of the reasons why I went with Anthony, he's cute and adorable. The guy knows what he's doing. And with his experience, he went to stunt school, and, you know, that's the thing. Safety first. That is always going to, you know, stick in my mind, because all the people that I've been in contact with, you know, getting to know more people that have been more advanced in movies and such, they said, Shelley, be very careful now that I'm starting to get attention and be able to start doing things. Be very, very careful when you're casting for a film. What made me really go with Anthony, I looked at everything he does. He has the experience of working at a stunt school, and that's why he's one of my leads. And yeah, he's probably going to end up beating the crap out of me in my own film. But he's one of the leads there. And it's really kind of funny when, you know, you see these guys that play bad guys, and you're sitting there and looking going, wow, these guys are really good guys. And then they turn on a switch and get to be bad guys. But he was actually playing in is it Kill the Con? It's like, I think Killing Con. And it was a film back in Boston. Wish I could have been part of that. I think Sean Daugherty was in it, Anthony Hong, Billy Vigilante. I think he might have been in it, and some other people, but Anthony was in that. David Lavelle, other people in it. But just very, very, very excited. I cannot wait to work with Anthony. And let's see. Next person on my list here. Cal Newman, he will be back on my show. He's a director, mastermind of the Day Zero web series, which is he's actually re-rendering the new stuff for Day Zero for it for TV. So he's been working, he's out there in Utah, and he's been working on a web series, which is going to be shown, I think, on satellite and stuff. I'll let him explain when I have him on the show. So he's been working hard to re-render, I guess, the shows that he's done for the web series, which is going to TV. So congratulations to Cal Newman out there in Utah, and I will have him back on the show to let everyone know and where they can actually watch the show. Next person on my list, Stephen Rawson. I'm going to bring up his page here. Hold on for a second. He's been working, I think, in TV for many years. He's been... I don't own a TV, so or a radio station. I haven't had a TV. I do everything through the computer and stuff, so you guys might know more about this stuff than I do. But Steve Rawson, he works at ION Media Networks. He's announcer producer at Clear Channel Communications Incorporated, local productions and control at ION Television. So he's been working in the entertainment business, probably, I don't know, maybe behind the scenes, but I think he might be producing shows. I'm trying to bring up his Facebook page here, too. That's why I was like, I wish more people would write more about themselves. You know, basic information. Let's see if it says anything here. It just says stuff. But it's be really nice, you know, when I go to people's Facebook page, because I would like to, you know, if you guys have a biography on, you know, stuff about yourself, then I can actually read it. You know, people that I want on my show and all those that are going to be on my show, remember, send me a biography of yourself. So I definitely need that. Let's see, next one. Carlos Segro. I'm so bad at pronouncing these names. Carlos Segro, S-E-G-U-R-O. He actually is a bodybuilder. I'm going to have him next Sunday on my show, which, Carlos, if you're listening to, you're probably out there, you know, enjoying your holiday, but I also need your bio. And the guy is getting really, really big, and he won a contest, something to do with 50 Cent, some contest or such. So I've been in touch with him. I've known him for quite a while. And the guy, actually, he got in shape, nothing to do with steroids. And I like to help debunk the myth that any guy that's getting really big, that they have to use steroids. It's all natural. He uses all this, protein powders, and the guy eats. I mean, just to let you know, not every single guy in this world that works out is going to use steroids. Because I think when you see, like, The Rock and everyone, people are like, oh, steroids. But I personally know people that actually work out really hard. But it's like your body's machine. When you're a bodybuilder, you're going to be eating, like, 10 times a day, eating and eating. And I've seen on Carlos, his Facebook page, he's posting what he's eating, everything, he's working out. And, yeah, he will be on my show next Sunday. Okay, now, Wednesday night, let me bring up Jeff's Okay, Jeffrey DBS. He will be on my show Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. I actually was in a stunt class back in Boston, and that's how I met Jeffrey. And I was at one of a film, and I met him there, and we've kept in touch ever since. And he teaches martial arts. And this guy is very, very talented. The funny thing is, he likes Bruce Lee, and I like Jackie Chan, so it's like, you know how it goes. Well, those that don't, I mean, in the martial arts world, people always say, who's better, Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan? And it's like, I don't even like to think about, you know, when people ask these questions. It's like, you know, that's why I was kidding around, like, you know, Jeff likes Bruce Lee, I like Jackie Chan, so, but it's all showing love towards, you know, the best martial artist in the world. I mean, not that I don't like Bruce Lee, I love Bruce Lee a lot, but the man that I like the most is Jackie Chan. And they're totally two different martial artists. And it's like comparing apples to oranges. So Jeffrey's going to be on my show Wednesday night. Let's see, who else is on my list here? Anthony, let's see. Try to bring it up his page right now. Let's see. Anthony. Let's see, I'm bringing this up. Hold on 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Anthony Gilardi is actually down in Florida. It looks like he recently started into acting and such, and he's just a cute, adorable guy. I just think he's got the look. He's adorable. He could probably do a type of show. I mean, I've never watched the show Friends. I was never in it. I never seen the show Friends. You see tidbits and stuff that was on commercials. I've never seen the show Friends at all. I never seen it, but he looks like he would have a good character in a show like that. And he's been working on, I think, a web series himself. So it looks like he also has done theater. So I will be having Anthony on the show. And it looks like, that looks like the Tobin Bridge in his profile. I'm just going over his Facebook page. But once again, the thing is, with people's Facebook page, it would be really good for you guys to have, you know, stuff about yourself. I'm pulling it up here, like some sort of biography. Because I would love that, you know, I don't have everybody's biography, so I can announce you guys on the show and, you know, the dates and stuff, but, you know, it's kind of hard. I want to promote you guys as best as I can, but I need your information. So, everyone, make sure you, once again, that you're sending me the biography of you guys. Even if it's a short biography, just something about yourself. Okay, let's see. Kevin. Okay. He's pretty cool. Back in Boston. Okay, Kevin McDonald. And actually on his picture, they show him with, on his Facebook page, Michael Madison. And he did this film. I'm trying to figure out which one this is. It had the Candyman in it. It had Tony Todd, William Forsythe, Michael Madsen, and one of my film brothers, Jay Giannone, called The Witching Hour. So I'm waiting to see that. Also, Beg. I'm waiting to see Kevin McDonald. I'm waiting to see that. So I don't know if there's anything about him. So he's a filmmaker, director. And Kevin McDonald's film. So he's been working very, very busy about that. I think some of his films might have won awards. Beg, film 2010. I'm going to bring that up. Let's see if it says anything. It's won winner of best feature film, Flickers, Rhode Island Horror 2011, and winner best actor, Tony Moran, which we all know. I'm going to pull up you know, Tony Moran. I got Tony Moran up here. He was actually in that film, with Kevin's film, and he was one of the stars in that. So I'm waiting to see that film. So Kevin, I shall have him on the show too. Let's see, who else is on my list here? A couple more people. Yes. I'm very, very excited. Now, you guys know I'm all excited about all the stunts and everything like that, Jackie Chan and stuff. It is an honor to be able to get in touch with the man. And like I said, I'm so happy to be able to connect with people. And what I want to do also besides bring guests is preserve, you know, like stuntmen culture, you know, not just men but women too, in a society where the older stunt people, you know, they're even older than Jackie. Jackie's 58, but even finding those men and women out there, hopefully I can find them that they're still alive and be able to have them on my show. Now, this one man I'm going to be so excited to talk about with, and not saying, like I said, you know, how I say about how people define someone getting older, they say, oh, someone's old and blah, 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 this and that. But I got to tell you people, this guy, John G. Hagner, yeah, he, I believe, is 85 years old. He is still acting. I don't know how much stunt work he can really do, but the guy's 85, and, man, he's still doing stuff. He's out there in Utah doing his stuff. Isn't that amazing? Amazing, 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 amazing. So I will have him on my show, too. I cannot wait. I'm going to have a ball talking to John here. And I was actually talking to him on the phone, and the funny thing is John grew it's a real beard. If you look at his Facebook page, John G. Hagner, he's got a beard on it. And I was like, I think his wife was very excited about him shaving off the beard. But it was like, you know, it was for the role, and I think he was happy when he was able to shave off the beard. So I'm going to be very, very excited to talk with John. Very, very looking forward to it. There's a crazy guy that's going to be on my show. He's a sweet guy, but he's crazy. But it's all a lot of fun and good when I call people crazy. But his name is Henry Nacho. He's been working in some films, and, you know, he's one of Mark Wahlberg's, you know, buddies and stuff that, you know, he hangs around with him a lot, and he actually was on the show, even though I'd never seen the show, Jimmy Kimmel, and he was on the show with Mark Wahlberg, and he was eating, like, tons of wasabi and Tabasco sauce, and I guess he's known for eating all these crazy things, but I'm bringing up Nacho's, Henry Nacho, back in Boston. I'm going to see if there's anything about Nacho on here. He even has a tattoo of a Nacho on his on his body somewhere. But if you look up Henry Nacho, Jimmy Kimmel's show, halfway through the show, you're going to see him sitting there with Mark Wahlberg, and he's eating like balls of wasabi and three big glasses of Tabasco sauce. Oh, my God. It's like, and you sit there and you're like, oh, my God, my stomach. I don't know how he does it. I was like, I'm going to call him not Henry Nacho for now. I'm going to call him Volcano Nacho. I'm going to have to call him that because I just do not know. My butthole would explode by eating the wasabi and the Tabasco sauce. I swear, I do not know how Nacho's handles it. I just don't know. I'm going to have to ask him when he gets on the show here. Let's see. I know I have other people, but the one that I cannot wait. I know he's a very Disneyan. I'm just so excited. He's going to let me know. He's going to get back to me. Don the Dragon Wilson. Oh, my God. He's, you know, I've been in contact with him. And, I mean, you guys, if you look up Don Wilson, I mean, he has his own, you know, clothing line called Traditions, and I'm so, so excited to get him on my show. The man is a living legend. He's been in the Guinness Book of World Records 11 times. The fights he's had and won, he just got done working with Lou Ferrigno on The Liberator. I think they just finished doing that, and he Don does so much. I mean, the guy, he's just amazing looking. I don't know his exact age, but he's amazing looking. He's still going. So this man gives me hope. He just inspires me. And, oh, my gosh, his energy and my energy, when we're on the show together, I can just imagine how well that's going to go. I cannot wait. And I don't have, like I said, I can't remember off the top of my head of other people. That's why I'm starting. I have a special book, and I have everything written down. I mean, I know what today's technology, everybody's got things down in smartphones and Blackberries and stuff, but I think I got to carry a book to remember all my guests from my show. It's kind of a tech card. And if you really think about it, if things go down, if things crash, you know, you want to have a little bit of copy. It's just names, not telephone numbers or nothing. It's just a list of names of people. So it's like, oh, yeah, you know, just as a reminder. Because even if I was to tie, you know how like you tie a knot or something around your finger to remember things? I might not even remember why I tied something around my finger in the first place. But, yeah, I'm so excited for my show, and I feel so blessed to be able to do this and be able to talk with the people that I've actually been looking up to my full life. You know, it's just, I'm very, very excited, and being able to do all these things, and, you know, I'm just so lucky, and I wish I did have a guest for today, but it is the holidays, and I think on the holidays it's very hard. I understand everybody's schedule, but those were the people that have listed on my show. If I forgot anybody, I truly apologize. So right now I think I'm going to take a little break. I shall be right back. And let's see, what song shall I play? Okay, let me see. What do I want to go take a little break? Give me one moment. Oh, the song is By Feel by Laz and Cat. I'm trying to set the studio, and I'll be right back.
Yeah, Laz Ritz. Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy, for the little 9 yard, yeah. Check this out, yeah. Triceptus Studio, check it, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dawn. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
I like the way you always pushing on me. I like the way you put chills on my body. I like the way you always on my mind. I like the way how you do it every time. You just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was death a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this now, don't waste no time.
Ha ha hoo.
And I'm back. That was Feel by Laz and Kat. And first up this studio with Crosby Tatum, one of my other film brothers. And I was very lucky and honored to have been able to work on that music video. Well, anyway, I'm just like playing a little bit of the artists that are actually in the queue, like I'd like to do today. And just to let you know, some people that have been on the shows on Ordinary Woman. And once again, the next show, Jay Walker is going to be a guest. He's a poet on Diamond in the Rough. That's going to be on Charlie Halangel's next show. And I'd like to play a song. It's called Sarah's Song, and it's by my nephew's Sacrifice. And it's a very song about, you know, about love and such. And it's where Sarah had passed away within the last year, I believe, or so, and she was a kind of young mother with two sons and passed away from cancer. And there's actually a foundation that our radio shows are affiliated with called the Sarah Joy Foundation. And you can actually talk to Charlie about that more and more if anybody would like to donate money towards that. But once again, I'm not the one that's, you know, taking any money for that. You'd have to ask Charlie about that. So I'm actually going to play this song, and this is actually by Sacrifice. I think I tagged on my Facebook page, Future Guests, And it looks like this will be today's show. And anybody, you know, that would like to get a hold of me, always call at the number here ever in the future, 347-989-1473. And if you'd like to be a guest on the Shelley Nunchuk Show, please feel free to contact me on my Facebook page and send me a bio about yourself, and I'll look to see what date, and I'll get you on my show. And everybody, remember that when you have a dream, you're as good as anybody else, and all you got to do is try. That's all you have to remember, and I'm going to end the show with a great song, and it's actually going to be part of my film, The Dishwasher. It's called The Fighter by Sacrifice and Cardiac, which are my two nephews here, and I said, you know, this song was actually, I think, for another film, but in my film that is dedicated to Jackie Chan, I will be having the song The Fighter in my film, which will be dedicated to Sarah, and in my film there somewhere, probably at the end of the film there. But everyone, enjoy the rest of your holiday. It's the last hurrah. It does look like it's going to pour out, but you're going to make the best of every day. Anyone, everyone, enjoy your Sunday, whether it's morning, noon, or night. Have a good day.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose. I ain't gonna stop, no.